Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome to Career and Employability Talk. This is your host, Segun Akiode. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher. And I'm the author of the fastest-selling book, Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. Interestingly, I read chemical engineering, but currently I'm in the human rig of career and employability coaching. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. This is the podcast dedicated to helping you move from point A to point B in your career journey by sharing critical career lessons with you. Two great target audience: fresh graduates, those just entering into the job market, and experienced young professionals will benefit greatly from this podcast. In a few minutes, you're going to be listening to this episode of the podcast. See you in a few minutes. Welcome back. This is episode 50 of Career and Employability Talk. Wow. Episode 50. This is interesting. Yes, this is a milestone podcast episode, episode 50. And on this episode, I'm going to be sharing a snippet from the just concluded Career Blueprint with Segun Akiode. Over the weekend, I had an event. I hosted a career development event tagged Career Blueprint. It's more like I tagged it 4 hours of intense career conversation. It's not really a training per se. It's more like helping individuals to be able to map out, create more like a blueprint for their career for the next 5 to 10 years of their lives per se. And in that session, the first episode or the first edition held in December 2016, it was a free event, but this second edition was paid for. And the first time I had 8 people sit in the class for 4 hours, and the second episode we had 5 people seated in that class. And usually what I usually do in Career Blueprint is to be able to share personal stories, and this time around I was able to share my personal story of how I took the career development space by storm in Nigeria. And basically because when issues of career and employability is mentioned in Nigeria, my name tend to pop up. So I was like saying, how was that possible? How was I able to do that? So not to worry if you missed this second episode. There will be other episodes in the course of the year. If you really want to be notified when the next episode will be holding, I would advise you to send an email with the subject of the email Career Blueprint to mail segunakiode@gmail.com, and you'll be added to the mail list. And once the next episode of Career Blueprint is holding, you would definitely get a first hand information of when it's gonna hold, even later in the year. So one of the exercises which I did at I took participant through at Career Blueprint is something which we're going to be discussing today, and I've tried to be able to target your personal values and your career, your personal values and your career. And I'm sure many of you will be asking me, what are values really? When we're talking about values, values are the beliefs and ideas that are important to you, and most often than not they guide your action. So we're talking about beliefs, personal beliefs. You're talking about ideas which is part of who you are, and over a certain period they tend to guide your decisions and your actions. Your values are those things in your life that you consider to be important, and when would now they are important to you. So most of the time, unconsciously, they tend to guide you. So in relation to a career decision, values are what give purpose to a career in the eyes of an individual. So when you are trying to choose a career decision, most often than not, your values tend to take some unconscious decisions. And one of the things I said during Career Blueprint was this. Now, most of the time, we are not intentional about our career. Not that we will not get to the final destination, but I've discovered over time with my experience and with relationship with people, contact, and the personal coaching experiences, that individuals that are more intentional in their career tend to achieve career success faster. So, talking about values and understanding how it affects your actions and how you take career decisions is very, very key and pertinent. Values are some of the things would decide as what we call motivators. They're some of the things that unconsciously, we call them the unconscious guide, even in the career process. So they are there, they are innate. You need to discover them. If you don't, then you are taking some decisions. These are some of the things that happen when individuals are following career path that are in conflict with their values. One of the first things they will notice is career dissatisfaction. And that is why it's very important for you to be able to understand, pinpoint your personal values and how you're able to create a synergy of your career path and your values. So your values are likely to be the main factor in deciding on a career or a career path that you decide even to choose. So when I'm talking about examples of values, I'm talking about some individuals are all about adventure. It's if they are doing anything, they want adventure. Those kind of individuals like traveling, they like taking up new challenges and a few things. Some individuals, their values are all about ambition. They want to be the best in their field of study. They want to be the best in whichever career option they choose, and that drives them unconsciously. Some other individuals, it's all about compassion. Some other individuals, it's all about family. They want a balance. Whatever career they want to pick, they are so interested in a family balance, or what we call the work-life balance, as the case may be. So everything they are deciding is all about their family. Those are their values. Those are their belief systems. Those are the ideas that are important to them. So basically, during Career Blueprint, what I tried to do was I took participants through some series of tests, a test which I call the Values Inventory Test. And you wouldn't imagine what happens. Some individuals were going through some things, and for the very first time in their lives, they were discovering some scientific, proven, research-based answers to some of the things they unconsciously uphold. So it means that unconsciously our values are guiding us in the career process. But because we are not intentional, or because individuals are not often intentional or even aware of it, they tend to make mistakes. But when you are aware of your values, you're able to see how it helps you navigate the career process very well. So I'm not going to leave you hanging at all. So I'm going to give you the chance to go through the Values Inventory Test. So all you need to do is to send an email to mailshegwakiode@gmail.com to request for the Values Inventory Test. So make the Values Inventory Test the subject of the email. I will send you that document, and we could have the opportunity to have one or two discussions and help you see how your personal value is changing, or has changed, or is tending to affect your current career decision. I want to believe that today's episode of the podcast have been very useful for you. If it's been beneficial, I want you to remember to share this podcast episode with a friend, and don't also forget to ask your career related questions. Visit the show notes of this podcast episode, shegwakiode.com/episode50, to drop your career questions, your career related questions, your job search questions, questions that you need to know to help you move from point A to point B in your career journey, because that is what Career and Employability Talk is all about. It's dedicated to helping you move from point A to point B in your career journey. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your regular host, Shegwakiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.